ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast.
Hello, hello. It's Cliffo and Gabby. It's been very weathery.
Yes.
Right across Queensland. That's a term that I've been using on the show this morning.
You use it a lot.
I do. Okay, so moved into the new house, right? And we have the sprinklers. They come on in the mornings.
Automatically, yeah.
Automatically. And the last couple of mornings, it has been raining when I get up and the sprinklers are on. I know, and I hate wasting water, and you don't want to be that guy.
No.
But also, you don't want to be the guy who comes into work like a drowned rat, because my sprinkler controls are out in the lawn.
Yeah.
So
that's a toughie.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. Your neighbours are 100% judging you for using a sprinkler during the rain.
No, they're not. I'll tell you why. They're not.
Because
I get up at 3:30 in the morning. That's why I said it. Because it was on in the evenings. And when the sprinklers are on in the evenings and it's raining, you look like a douchebag.
You do.
But I figure if I do it in the mornings, no one knows until I talk about it on the radio. The podcast. Anyway, thank you for downloading Huge Pod today, including a special chat with a guy named Graham Boyson, CEO of Cornet Supermarkets, on how we're dishing out helping hams this Christmas. It's coming up.
A Christmas idea that I had could mean that I'm an absolute genius, or it could swing the other way and mean that I'm very silly. And it's an idea for my niece and nephew. I wasn't sure what to buy them for Christmas. Their mum couldn't help me with any ideas. And so we thought, how about I just take them shopping when I'm down there in January? We'll go to a toy shop. I'll let them run free, pick a toy, and that can be their Christmas present.
Pick a toy.
A toy. And that can be their Christmas present. I thought it would be a really fun day for us to bond and to have a fun day together and play with things in the shop. But there is potential that it could swing the other way where they want everything and I have to say no and there's tears in the end. I don't think it'll get to that. But 13 to 60.
The fact that you say that like that,
do you think
there's a bit of doubt?
Do you think this idea is genius? Or a little bit stupid.
I honestly believe there's no fence sitting here. There's no grey area. Mm. You either think this is genius and Gabby's the auntie of the year, or you think it's stupid.
It's going to end in tears.
And it's going to end in tears, which I'm leaning towards silly. I'm leaning towards silly. I don't want to be the glass half empty guy. But that's where I sit. 13 10 60 is the phone number. Sam's here. Taking the kids shopping for Christmas. Genius or stupid?
It's genius. I do it every year.
Do you? With your kids or your nieces?
I've got two nieces and a nephew, a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Great.
So
is it
hard, I take them to the shop.
Do they want to overspend, though? Is it hard to say no?
The deal is they have a certain amount to spend each. Right. They can either spend it individually or they can combine it together and get themselves a big present together.
Oh, God, that's just asking
just
for arguments.
That just spells fights for me, Sam. I'm sorry.
I like that you have rules, though. Maybe I need to set some ground rules.
Yeah. Go in with a big old sheet of parchment. Hey, kids, these are the
no
rules.
Fighting. Yeah, no fighting. Here's your budget.
Here's the budget. Josh is here. Josh, genius idea or stupid?
Definitely stupid.
Have you ever done this, Josh?
I got two kids and one more on the way. It is a dangerous idea. Yeah.
Dangerous idea. You reckon they're going to want to overspend and we're going to end up in tears because I have to say no?
They're either going to want to overspend or they're going to scream because the thing they want isn't there.
You are playing with fire, girlfriend, according to Josh.
The two options are very bad there, Josh.
Appreciate the call, Josh. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Tate, you're next. Tate, good idea or bad idea?
Absolutely excellent.
Really?
My husband and I, we've done something a bit above and beyond that as well. We would put the kids in the trolley, yes, illegally, you know, in the middle section. And
I do it all the time. The kids love it.
And my husband would follow behind us in another trolley and, you know, would scour the shelves for what the kids would like.
Yeah.
I'd put it on the ground behind me. He'd come up behind us, put it in the trolley and we'd chuck it on lay-by.
Oh, my God. So the kids don't actually know you're buying it at the time.
No.
You're just kind of gauging what they're pointing and excited about.
Smart.
Yes, that's right.
That's very smart.
It's like the ultimate secret shopping kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that. Thanks, Tate.
And that does save the tears, too, because
they don't know what's happening. Yeah, well, Josh, the call before Tate, there was going to be tears because he was brutal. big afternoon in the Clifton house yesterday. We received the most important envelope of the year. The envelope containing the name of my daughter's grade 3 teacher next year. I don't know why I'm playing the Darth Vader much, but it seemed appropriate.
What news to get?
I know!
And especially before the holidays, so you've got the whole holidays to kind of sweat on it.
Yes, right? And there's been a lot of build-up to this. My daughter's been mentioning it a lot, and it was in her school bag yesterday afternoon. Kill the music now. Kill the Darth Vader music. but it was a crisp white envelope in the backpack. And there's been, like I say, a lot of build-up to this. Because it's very important. When you got a kid, Matilda's 7... You know, and she, I'll be honest, she had not the greatest start to her schooling life, I guess, academically. Like, she's always loved going to school, but we had to catch her up a little bit, and we've done that. So it's always been a thing. We had a fantastic teacher this year for my daughter. So there's a lot of anticipation into who the teacher's going to be. And the big moment came yesterday afternoon. We open up the backpack, we open up the envelope, and then we read a name. And I got to be honest, Gabby, there's nothing quite like the disappointment of reading a name of someone who you have no idea who they are. And it's just nothing about what sort of teacher they are.
After so much build up.
I don't know what we expected. But it was an absolute anticlimax. So to try and, I guess, just inject a little bit of liveliness into the big announcement of who the teacher's going to be, we did the most 2021 thing ever. We Facebook stalked.
Of course. You got to find out what she's all about.
We jump on. We find the profile of the teacher. Yeah. We're scrolling through, which doesn't tell you much because when you're not friends with someone and they've got privacy settings,
teachers
all you really
are very
get.
Private.
Yeah, and all you really get is a few kind of like photos of what's equivalent to the profile pic or whatever, maybe some updated background pics or whatever. You don't get much. Yeah, you don't get much.
No.
I tell you what, though, there is no panic in the world like a Facebook stalker, though, who accidentally hits the like button.
No, on the profile pic.
It happened.
You did it.
We very quickly undid it. But in that brief moment, I knew panic and I felt panic. It was real.
It's true. Christmas is an expensive time of year. And so to give a helping ham would be just so good. So we are asking you to nominate at hit.com.au if you know someone who could do with a helping ham. But it is all thanks to Cornet's IGA, and we have the CEO on with us right now, Graham Boyson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's great to have you on. We're fantastic. Yes. And we're really happy. Thank you. We've done helping hands before on this show. So to make it a bit festive and dish out some helping hams in the lead up to Christmas, I mean, superb play on words there, Graham, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic.
Bloody love it.
And I think it's time of the year for helping hands.
Yeah, and you guys, Cornet Supermarkets were so quick to jump on board. Why were you guys just so, you know, open to giving away the hams in the lead up to Christmas?
Cornet's has always been very involved in the community. We support, Drought Angels. We support Guide Dogs. We support Leukemia Foundation, Flying Doctors.
Wow.
When the floods happened in Townsville, we donated $100,000 worth of gift vouchers through GiveIt to the community that got affected so they could come in and buy some groceries. So Cornet's has always, it's got a culture of giving back to the community. We always give back to our customers and we enjoy it and we're very proud of it.
Well, we are so happy and thankful that you guys have come on board. Tell us a little bit about your hams. I'm sure they are ridiculously popular come Christmas time.
They are a fantastic ham. We at Cornet's partnered up with a company called Gilly Small Goods, and we wanted to bring a ham that was a high-quality Australian pork double smoke to the market, which was at a very good price. And, it's below $9 a kilo. You'll be able to pick it up at $8.49 a kilo for a double-smoked Australian ham. And it's very well endorsed by Kim McCosner from Three Ingredients.
Oh, lovely.
She's cooked it up, and she just absolutely loves it. So.
Well, it's well endorsed by me too. You've heard me banging on about these hams before. I've already bought mine, Graham.
And already half eaten it.
And already half eaten it as well. And we'll probably finish it by the end of the week. They are so good. And you can get someone who deserves it, you know, one for free, a free leg of ham. It's Cliffo and Gabby's Helping Hams, handing out one a day from next week right up until Christmas. So nominate now at hit.com.au and get your double smoked Oakfield ham only at Cornet's Supermarkets. CEO of Cornet's, Graham Boyson. Thank you guys so much for jumping on board, Graham, and Merry Christmas.
Absolute pleasure, and thank you for doing this for the community. It's fantastic.
Alpha $5 is back. The Wednesday morning game, playing just after 8 a.m. And we give away a free answer on the podcast every day.
We do. And the answer this time around is green, the colour of the Grinch.
Yes. Hey, good Christmas reference. Mm-hmm. I was going to say it ain't easy being green.
Kermit's not very Christmassy, though,
Kermit's
is he?
Kermit's not Christmassy at all. Although his girlfriend is.
Oh, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Love a good Christmas ham, Miss Piggy. Green, your free $5 answer on hit. I'm a little distracted because we have a lot coming through on 131060. A lot of people who like older TV shows, a.k.a. me in Yellowstone.
Yes. You've been accused of loving an older man's TV show.
Old man TV.
Yeah.
But it's mainly Gardening Australia.
That's got my family.
That's worse. Yeah. Across the line.
Learning about vegetable gardens today,
that.
Kids.
That's great. But 131060, I can't be the only one. Who loves an older person show? Because I feel like all of these shows, when they, you know, they put pen to paper, when they start conceptualizing these shows, they've got a demographic in mind. Mm. And when you're far younger than that demographic, I get a bit of a kick out of that idea. And I'm sure the producers would do.
Branching out.
Got to be others out there. 131060, Alicia's here. Alicia, who loves an older person show, mate?
It's me. I like you. A few.
Hey, okay.
I like that the first caller is dobbing themselves in.
It's great.
This is good.
Oh, yeah.
There's no accounting for taste, Alicia. What's the TV show? Well, how old are you, firstly?
I'm 26.
What TV show are you loving?
Okay.
I really love MASH, Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Vicar
just the real
Dibley.
Old people show.
I feel like MASH probably finished before you were even born.
Oh, 100% it did.
Know.
I would say it finished a decade or so before you were born, Alicia.
Oh, absolutely. But it's so good.
Sitcom set at the Korean War. And ironically, the TV show actually ran nearly twice as long as the Korean War.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there you go.
There's a little fun fact for you, Alicia.
Vicar of Dibley's another good one, though.
Yeah, that is on.
Shay's here. Shay, who loves an old person show?
I'm confessing to loving Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, no.
That is
an
old
love it.
Show.
That, yeah, I've seen maybe one episode in my life and I was bored out of my mind.
No, it's got like history. People are making heaps of money from op shops.
Not selling it. Not selling it to Gabby. She's shaking her head, Shay. Love it, Shay. Thanks for the call.
No worries.
Tony's given us a call next. Tony, is it you as well who loves the old person TV show?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What show?
Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, with Mrs.
The Bluth fam.
Mrs. Bouquet.
Oh!
But her name's
actually Bucket.
Bucket.
Of course.
But she answers the phone with, Bouquet residents. Lady Bouquet speaking. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Good one. Jazz is here. Jazz, is it you who loves an old person TV show?
It is, mate. It is.
What is it?
I like two. I like the movie. I like the show called Heartbeat.
Oh, yeah,
it was based on a Constable series of novels that were written, and it's based in Yorkshire.
I remember the theme song. It used to go, Heartbeat.
Yes, and I can do... And I can blink my eyes as fast as green grass can, too. I practiced for years and years.
I have no idea what that means, but good for you.
What
was the other show?
Green Acres.
Green Acres.
I don't know that one either.
That's because you're 30s. You're in your 30s, Gabby. You shouldn't know these shows at all. When have your sympathy spewed? After my son, he was crook over the weekend. Brought on a sympathy spew, which is new for me. I'm not usually a sympathy spewer.
You've gone pretty well considering your kids are 2 and 7 sympathy spew till now.
I sank it was just 6 beers. I only had a 6-pack on Saturday night, but I drank them very, very quick because we had our Set Up Saturday show.
Mm.
Got home, I don't know, made up for lost time. Smashed a large Meat Lovers as well. And it was all right, like top level in my stomach.
Ready to go.
So, you know, when he hurled, I hurled.
Mm.
But the story of your car trip in Tasmania.
Car trips are the worst.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, we're going down the coast of Tassie and one of the girls spewed. Then her brother went out, and then I nearly went out. Luckily, we pulled over just in time for me to jump out of the car and get fresh air.
And those windy Tassie roads too.
They're bad.
Nowhere to pull over.
There's nowhere
just keep going.
And then, you know, you never get the smell out of the car either.
No. Just ignore it, kids. 13 10 60. Shane's here. When have you sympathy spewed?
Well, it's a bit of a funny story. My son, he was only about 18 months at that time.
Yeah.
He sort of did a bit of a power chuck, and and because I couldn't stand it, because I can't stand the sight or sound of it.
Yeah.
I had to ring my wife from work, and she had to come home and clean it up.
I bet she loved getting that call.
Oh, yes.
At least you know your limitations, Shane.
Yeah, and at least she didn't have to come home and clean up yours and the baby's spew.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. Yes.
That would have been the only thing worse, Shane. You've actually done her a favour, really. Will's here. Will, when have your sympathy spewed?
Mate, when my wife had her morning sickness.
Oh, God. And did she have it bad and a lot? Like, was there a lot of spews?
She did.
Oh. And you went out with sympathy?
Yeah, which normally doesn't happen to me. I mean, I'm a plumber, so you get to see some horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And that just got me for some reason.
How did she feel about it? Because I'm sure she would have loved you taking some of the, you know, sympathy with you.
She would have been over the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, she was pissed because she thought I was having a joke.
He's always going to grab my attention.
It's always about you, man. It's always about you.
Dave, what have your sympathy spewed, mate?
One day I was out there with me mates. Getting on the grog, and yeah. I was arched over, ready to go, trying to save myself.
Yeah.
And I nearly had it covered. And my mate Crispy came over and pat me on the back and said, "Don't worry, buddy, I got you." And he started hurling right beside me.
That's just what you needed. Yeah. Get on your Crispy. Everyone needs a Crispy in their life.
As Cliffo would say, all of Queensland has been very weathery lately. There's been a lot going on.
I don't know if that's a technical term.
Well, we can always ask Tony Auden, the Queensland weather guy, for 7. He joins us right now to talk about La Nina, because we're very confused about what this is. Tony?
Good morning, guys. Well, weathery isn't an official term, but I do like it. I might have to use it on air later.
Can you please, if that's on 7 used, that will make my day. We do want to get into what La Nina is. But firstly, just talk about some of the conditions we've had in Queensland, mate, because I'm hearing stories of, like, places copping a month's worth of rain in an hour, intense thunderstorms, lightning, 4-centimetre hailstones. Like, it is, for lack of a better term, it's weathery in Queensland at the moment.
Yes, there is heaps and heaps happening. Obviously, I'll start at the beginning. This time of year, we're normally pretty dry. Even last year, before we came into a first La Nina summer, the ground was dry, but we've had rain through winter and spring. The catchments, the ground is just absolutely saturated right across Queensland, and every drop of rain is running straight into rivers. That's leading to flooding. Hopefully, we can fill the dams up too, but of course, we have had significant flooding risks at the moment.
It sounds pretty hectic. So what is La Nina?
Well, La Nina is basically a climate pattern. We see warm water in the Pacific Ocean near Australia, cool water out closer to South America. That sets up weather systems that preferentially bring rain to Australia, and that is exactly what we're seeing at the moment. We generally see a lot more flooding and even cyclones in these La Nina years.
When can we expect it to ease up?
Well, I think it should start to ease a little bit into Thursday. Some of those river catchments will be able to start emptying out from Thursday. But having said that, we still have a few rumblings of, you know, more storms for parts of the weekend and into next week. So we've just got to keep an eye on all those forecasts pretty much right through the next few months.
All right.
So how long does La Nina last for?
It should last right through the summer. So we'll see those prolonged periods of wetter weather right through the summer months. Generally breaks down into autumn, you know, March, April.
Oh.
So I wouldn't expect to see heaps of sunshine through summer. We'll just have to watch out for those pockets of weathery conditions.
Right. Expect to hear the term weathery a hell of a lot more, particularly on 7 News back tonight at 6. Tony Auden, 7 News weatherman, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, guys, and please, everyone, stay safe.
I participated in a bit of a fertility seminar over the weekend, Cliffo. It really took up majority of my Saturday, and
well done on you for enrolling in fertility school,
yeah,
I'm going to call it.
That's what it was.
On a Saturday. Yeah. On a Saturday when we were working as well, so you had a lot going on.
9 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. Like, it was a long day. And they had a list of different, you know, people that were talking. So you could tune out and in when someone was talking that it interested you.
So it was
you.
All online, basically.
It was all Zoom. Okay. So I was doing this fertility seminar, and fiancé Nev was out working for the morning. But when he got home, he kind of sat through a bit of it with me. And it just really brought home to me me how nice it is when you're going through something like this with your partner and how open we are with talking about my body and how a female reproductive system works now.
God, it wasn't always that way,
No, when you first get together, you're not talking about periods and you're not talking about PMS and you're not talking about, you know, how everything works.
And eggs and that time of the month.
So it's really nice. But it's really funny because I think Nev may see himself as a bit of an expert on it now because we talk about it so much.
Well, I'll put it out there that any man that has a base level knowledge of this sort of stuff in their own mind, though.
Yeah.
They are like Ross Geller with dinosaurs.
They know.
Like there is, like I sat through half an hour of a seminar.
Yeah, I'm good.
There's nothing I don't know. Exactly. I'm a doctor now, practically.
And so we're having a conversation after it and we're talking about my cycle. And I mentioned, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a bit of a headache. Maybe it's the start of my PMS. And he just looked at me really funny. Like he had this look on his face like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh. Yeah, I always get a headache at the start of my period. And he's like, what? But how is that PMS? I'm like, okay, hold on a second. What do you think PMS stands for? And he goes, well, obviously it stands for period mood swings. After I stopped laughing, I had to just stop down for a second. I'm like, no, mate, it's premenstrual syndrome, which can encapsulate all
is
of the
that
things.
What it is?
It's like headaches, it's cramps, it can be mood swings. They can be included
I'm
in there.
I'm so
yes.
glad
but
you.
But it can be all of the things.
I'm so glad you actually put in what it does stand for.
I know.
Because I'll be honest.
Most men would be like, what?
I was with Nev, and I think most men were like, Nev's right, though, isn't he?
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
I'm here to help you today as Hacky Gabby to get what you want for Christmas. So if you have a wish list, if you have that one item you are desperate for but you don't want to seem needy and tell everyone that that's what you want, I've got the solution.
This is like that ex-girlfriend of mine who used to leave jewelry catalogs laying around with engagement rings circled in Nikko.
It's exactly that, except the digital age version. So if it is a partner or someone close to you, it's very simple to get them on board because you get their phone, you Google the thing you want, and then you get out of it, delete that tab, get out of it. But it'll keep popping up in their ads on their feed. So that's nice and easy.
There's some holes there. Men are kind of useless.
So even though it pops up,
that could
up,
be dangling in front of them. Time and time and time again. Like, that could be teamed up with my wife non-stop even talking about it. And even
and
I'd still
like,
go,
I still don't know what to get her.
Huh? I'm at a loss, guys.
Well, if it's a girlfriend or a mum, they're probably more inclined to pick up on the hints. Maybe.
100%.
Maybe. But you don't maybe have as much access to their phones as you would someone you live with. I don't know. So what you can do is when you're around them or around their phone, you just start yelling the product that you want because we all know phones are always listening. And so the end product is still the same. So they're still going to get advertising on their phone for that particular thing.
Look, I don't want to take over Hacky Gabby. It's Hacky Gabby. But maybe you could just say, hey, I really want
a set of AirPods.
Like that, just putting it out there, asking for it could be another option.
You just finished listening to the Clippo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas.